Hot FM's Franny and EJ.
Now, if you missed it yesterday, we were talking about this amazing busker who stood up for what he believes in when there was a guy preaching a lot of hate in Sydney.
Yes, Axel Winter's his name and he joins us right now. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's all right.
Can you pretty much give us a quick rundown about what actually happened at Pitt Street Mall?
Okay, sure. All of us buskers were doing our thing and started playing at 2 p.m. and about 10 metres in front of me, there was just someone up on a step ladder preaching pretty much, you know, saying things that are derogatory, I mean. So freedom of speech is totally fine, but the way he was expressing it was just not correct. So I took a stand along with a few friends of mine and when we started spreading music instead of spreading anti-LGBT rights kind of word.
And look, it wasn't the time or place to do it because the Mardi Gras, let's face it, one of the biggest parties and celebrations in Australia held
Definitely.
In Sydney. Do you reckon he was Definitely. Just sort of getting on the bandwagon to try and, I guess you could say, incorporate his hate speech into that?
I would say that would be a big factor of it. I wouldn't say that this could be a religious thing. I just believe that maybe he personally didn't like gays and lesbians and stuff like that. And he just saw an opportunity to do it on Mardi Gras. And I think that's really silly because it's not a day just for LGBT people. It's a day for unity and equality for all individuals to express itself as a person. And doing what I do, I'm in public every day. I sing on the streets. I sing mainly at Pitt Street Mall. And I mean, I see new people every day. I see different kinds of characters. And the way that I was brought up was that to love everyone for who they are.
Axel, we saw a quick snippet online of what actually happened with you playing your music, totally drowning out the guy. High five to you.
Yep.
What actually happened afterwards? Did he pack up and go home?
He did, yeah. He packed up eventually. The crowd started chanting for him to go away and,
oh, wow.
And we were successful in our tirade, so that's good.
No, I think you guys and your buskers did an amazing thing, and just to see the support of everyone coming together to try and support the worthy cause that you wanted to stand up for, it's an incredible effort, man, and we really take our hats off to you.
Thank you very much, man. It's it means a lot to have support for something I did. Like, I didn't do it because I wanted anything out of it. I did it because it's just an opportunity to do something good in the world, and I think that more people need to do stuff like that. Thank you for being so supportive. It's really good.
And you're ridiculously talented as well, Axel. Has anyone given
Thank
you their
you
business
much.
Card to sign you up to a record label yet?
I've had people talk to me in the past few years. I've tried out for certain shows and stuff but had no success. So maybe it's just taken a bit of time. But, I mean, hopefully one day I can tour and I'm trying to do what Ed Sheeran does best, and that's go from the streets to the big shows.
Definitely, and there's more respect doing it that way than to go on a TV
definitely.
Show and expect a career out of it straight away like that, mate.
Yeah, definitely. It is a great way to get out there, though, don't get me wrong.
And look, you've definitely got yourself out there and doing the right way about it. We applaud you. Axel Winter, thank you so much for doing what you've done.
Thank you very much.
And for coming on the show as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.